So, sashaying your way, it's the July 2nd, 2023 edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. Normally, this Sunday show has original material, and not today. I'm kind of recuperating from a nighttime fever and, goodness, something. I don't know what it is. But in any case, this is a flashback. First, we go back to, and in the course of that show, there was a flashback within a flashback to March 9th, 2000. And that flashback concerns a lot of the Citizens Police Review Board, the CPRB, as we called it, and the failure of the first so-called progressive city council from 1998, actually, is when it was elected, with Keith Sugar, Tim Fitzmaurice, and Chris Crone, who made a few fledgling efforts, very fledgling, to rein in police abuses and change policies, but it didn't last long. At the further flashback, there is an Atlanta, Georgia report, and finally at the end of the show, there's a full, I think it's half an hour of counterspin about he was our Führer at that time, Obama seeking to restore frayed ties with, of all people, the Saudi Arabian government and the concerns of that government's abuses toward women there. So those are in the days, you know, when Democrats got some minor criticism from their party, the old days. And you'll also be hearing Julia Vinograd in the 2016 part of the flashback, Wes White doing the flag community, talking about his providing shelter for every night at City Hall as a protest, but also as a real tangible shelter, and more. So enjoy it if you can, and I will try to shape up so I can myself do better next time. And HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, has continuing projects. One of them is to assist Reggie Meisler in photographing RVs so that we can see what impact, if any, the OVO law, the law banning OVs in the city at night, is having on these folks, and maybe taking the issue to the Coastal Commission. Although I'm not terribly optimistic about the impact of that, but still, if you're interested in any of that, give me a call on the HUF line, 831-423-4833. And I'm also working on trying to put out a new flyer talking about the details of the new camping ban that's actually a sleeping ban without using the word sleeping on it, and it still is not quite being enforced with any rigor, although it's been claimed to have been enforced for the last year, if you trust the words of, I think it's either Matt Huffaker or Larry Imwale, the city mangler and his mangler assistant. So here goes.